AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new and worrisome school year has started in Uvalde, Texas. 19 students and two teachers were killed at Robb Elementary in May.
Parents dropping their children off for the first day of school in Uvalde wiped away tears. Michael Martinez and Karina Camacho's 10-year-old son was one of the fourth-grade survivors of the mass shooting.
I wasn't ready for him to go back to school, but he says he was.
Security was tight at Flores Elementary. Martinez says it's still not enough.
They took down all the fences around right now, so we don't have no fences.
It was the same at Uvalde Elementary.
I was scared. I didn't want to let him go.
Where Celeste Ibarra was dropping her 8- and 9-year-old daughters off.
We were promised 50 officers and so much and a big old fence.
Classes will never again be held at Robb Elementary. I'm Julie Walker.
No school tomorrow in Seattle. It was supposed to be the first day of school, but teachers are on strike. The issues teachers in Seattle want addressed include pay, mental health support, and staffing ratios. Security video from a rural county in Georgia shows local election and Republican Party officials were present when voting equipment was accessed in what the Secretary of State's office calls an unauthorized breach. The AP's Kate Brumback is in Atlanta.
We see in the video Doug Logan and Jeff Lindberg arriving at the Coffee County Elections Office. Doug Logan was the founder of Cyber Ninjas, which had been involved in an ultimately discredited audit of the election results in Arizona. Both men were involved in efforts to challenge the results of the 2020 presidential election.
Election security experts worry the information obtained in Georgia, including copies of software and hard drives, could be exploited by those who want to interfere with future elections. Caroline Garcia from France reached her first Grand Slam semifinal tonight, beating American Coco Gauff at the U.S. Open. This is AP News. Police in Memphis, Tennessee, say they identified a woman's body found in the city.
First, I'd like to express our sincere condolences to the family, friends, and numerous others who have been impacted by the tragic and heinous kidnapping of Eliza Fletcher.
Police Chief C.J. Davis says Fletcher was forced into an SUV Friday morning.
This finding marked the culmination of a 4-day intensive investigation incorporating a robust search and rescue effort and the timely arrest of suspect Cleotha Abston.
An affidavit says police detected Abston's DNA on a pair of sandals found near where Fletcher was last seen. Connecticut's attorney general announced electronic cigarette maker Juul Labs will pay nearly $440 million to settle a 2-year investigation by 33 states into the marketing of its high-nicotine vaping products. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.